When I see birches bent to left and right across the lines of straighter, darker trees, I like to think some boy's been swinging them. But swinging doesn't bend them down to stay as ice storms do. Often you must have seen them loaded with ice a sunny winter morning after a rain. They click upon themselves as the breeze rises and turn many-colored as the stir cracks and crazes their enamel. Soon the sun's warmth makes them shed crystal shells, shattering and avalanching on the snow crust. Such heaps of broken glass to sweep away, you'd think the inner dome of heaven had fallen. They're dragged to the withered bracken by the load, and they seem not to break. Though once they're bowed so low for long, they never right themselves. You may see their trunks arching in the woods years afterward, trailing their leaves on the ground like girls on hands and knees that throw their hair before them over their heads to dry in the sun. But I was going to say, when truth broke in with all her matter of fact about the ice storm, I should prefer to have had some boy bend them as he went out or in to fetch the cows, some boy too far from town to learn baseball, whose only play was what he found himself, summer or winter, and could play alone. One by one, he subdued his father's trees by riding them down over and over again, until he took the stiffness out of them, and not one but hung limp, not one was left for him to conquer. He learned all there was to learn about not launching out too soon and so not carrying the tree away clear to the ground. He always kept his poise to the top branches, climbing carefully with the same pains you used to fill a cup up to the brim and even above the brim. Then he flung outward, feet first with a swish, kicking his way down through the air to the ground. So was I once myself a swinger of birches, and so I dream of going back to be. It's when I'm weary of considerations and life is too much like a pathless wood where your face burns and tickles with the cobwebs broken across it and one eye is weeping from a twig's having lashed across it open. I'd like to get away from earth a while and then come back to it and begin over. May no fate willfully misunderstand me and half grant what I wish and snatch me away not to return. Earth's the right place for love. I don't know where it's likely to go better. I'd like to go by climbing a birch tree and climb black branches up a snow-white trunk toward heaven till the tree could bear no more but dipped its top and set me down again. That would be good both going and coming back. One could do worse than be a swinger of birches. Thank you.
The next group of 13 birds are best known as game birds, and the favorite in the woods of northern United States and Canada is the rough grouse, which mounts to a drumming log and produces spring thunder with its wings. In the southern states, the favorite is the Bob White, and it now whistles its own name, followed by its rally call. The gobbling of wild turkeys is no longer heard north of Pennsylvania, but from Georgia to Arizona, they still occur in favored places. This is one of a flock on the Aransas Wildlife Refuge, Texas. The hooting of the sooty grouse from the tops of the firs and spruces is a familiar sound in many parts of the Rocky Mountain area. This one was calling in Yosemite National Park. The booming of prairie chickens can still be heard during the spring in some of the north central states in southern Canada. Here they are calling in Wisconsin. Gobbling, clucking, and quill rattling of the sharp-tailed grouse on their dancing grounds among the willows and birches can be heard from northern Michigan and Wisconsin to Alaska. Recorded in Wisconsin. Chachalaca is a Mexican game bird. It is found as far north as the lower Rio Grande Valley of Texas. They often call in duets. In the deserts of the Southwest, the gamble's quail is the favorite game bird. California quail is the familiar game bird in the more humid areas of the Pacific coast. The migratory white-winged dove is considered a game bird in the states bordering Mexico. The woodcock of eastern United States and Canada calls at dusk during April and May against a background of spring peepers. First are heard some loud peeping notes given from the ground, and then wing whistling and twittering as the bird takes off and circles overhead in its courtship flight. Canada geese are the best known of the North American wild geese, honking as they fly overhead in V formation. They are heard here near Lake Matamuskeet in North Carolina. Mallards are the most widespread and best known of all the wild ducks throughout the Northern Hemisphere.
But baby, it's cold outside.
Got to go.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you drop in. I'll hold your hands, they're just like
my
ice.
My mother will start to
beautiful, worry. What's your
heart? Father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
so
roar.
Really, I'd better
beautiful,
scurry.
Please don't
well,
hurry.
Maybe just a half a drink.
Put
more.
Some records on while I
the
pour.
Neighbors might
baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this
no
drink?
Cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew
your
how
eyes are like starlight
to
now.
Break
I'll take your hat, your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, no.
Mind
no,
if I move in closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I try.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay. Oh,
baby, don't hold out. Baby, it's cold outside.
I simply must go.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The welcome has
how
been
lucky that you dropped
so
in.
Nice and warm.
Look out the window at the storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look
my
delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon the tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is
gosh, vicious. Your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette.
Never more. Such a blizzard before.
I've gotta get home.
But baby, you'd freeze out there.
Say, lend me a coat.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been
drowned. I thrill when you touch my
but
hand.
Don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong
at
sorrow.
At least there will be plenty in place.
If you caught pneumonia and died,
I really can't stay.
Get over that old doubt. Baby, it's cold. Baby, it's cold outside.
A front is the boundary between two masses of different kinds of air. Such air masses extend over distances of thousands of miles and determine the weather in a region for several days.
The weather changes, I've been told.
Hi-ho, the weather, oh.
The weather changes, I've been told.
It changes day by day.
The weather changes, I've been told, are caused by fronts both warm and cold.
They cause the weather changes from day to day.
The warm fronts, the cold fronts, a pushing and a wandering.
They cause the weather changes from day to day.
A warm front will occur, they say.
Hi-ho, the weather, oh.
When warm air pushes cold away,
it changes day by day.
When warm air pushes cold away, a warm front's here but not to stay.
Because the weather changes from day to day.
The warm fronts, the cold fronts, a pushing and a wandering.
They cause the weather changes from day to day.
Barometer shows pressure's down.
Hi-ho, the weather, oh.
A warm air mass has come to town.
It changes day by day.
A warm air mass has come to town, and rainy weather hangs around.
Until the weather changes some other day.
The warm fronts, the cold fronts, a pushing and a wandering.
They cause the weather changes from day to day.
When cold air rides beneath the warm,
hi-ho, the weather, oh.
The warm air cools and clouds will form.
It changes day by day.
The warm air cools and clouds will form, and that can cause some thunderstorms.
That's how the weather changes from day to day.
The warm fronts, the cold fronts, a pushing and a wandering.
They cause the weather changes from day to day.
What if a much of a witch of a wind gives the truth to summer's lie? Bloodies with dizzying leaves the sun, and yanks immortal stars awry. Blow king to beggar and queen to seam, blow friend to fiend, blow space to time. When skies are hanged and oceans drowned, the single secret will still be man. What if a keen of a lean wind flays, screaming hills with sleet and snow, strangles valleys by ropes of thing, and stifles forests in whiter go? Blow hope to terror, blow seeing to blind, blow pity to envy and soul to mind. Whose hearts are mountains, roots are trees, it's they shall cry hello to the spring. What if a dawn of a doom of a dream bites this universe in two, peels forever out of his grave, and sprinkles nowhere with me and you? Blow soon to never and never to twice. Blow life to isn't, blow death to was. All nothings, only our hugest home. The most who die, the more we live.
Thank you. possibly I could escape all other animals, I could not those of the human kind. Not knowing the way, I must perish in the woods. Thus was I like the hunted deer, hearing frequent rustlings among the leaves. I at length quitted the thicket. I can tell the wind is rising, the leaves trembling on the trees. I can tell the wind is rising, the leaves trembling on the trees. The wind blows from the southeast corner of hell, but over my head I see freedom in the air. The wind blows from the southeast corner of hell, but over my head I see freedom in the air. I went forth into darkness and rain, wading in the swamp led by the North Star. Rice swamp, dank and lone, the fever demon strews poison with falling dews, and made my way into the woods, through bogs and briars, sickly sunbeams glare.
Clear water, clear water, playful in all your streams. As you dance or loiter through light, who does not love to sit beside you? Hear you and sing you, your dreams, perfect in music and movement. Air is boastful at times, earth lovely, fire rude. But you and your bearing are always immaculate. The most well-spoken of all the older servants in the household of Mrs. Nature. Nobody suspects you of mocking him, for you still use the same vocable you were using that day before that unexpected row which downed every hod on half-finished Babel, and still talk to yourself. Nowhere are you disliked. Arching your torso, you dive from a basalt sill, canter across white chalk, slog forward through red marl, the aboriginal pilgrim, at home in all sections, but for whom we should be idolaters of a single rock, kept apart by our landscapes, excluding as alien the tales and diets of all other strata. How could we love the absent one if you did not keep coming from a distance, or quite directly assist, as when past Isolde's tower you floated the willow pash notes of wanted Tristram. And Homo Ludens, surely, is your child, who make fun of our fuels by opposing identical banks, transferring the loam from Huppim to Muppim and back each time you crankle. Growth cannot add to your song. As unchristened brooks, already you whisper to ants what as Brahma's son descending his titanic staircase into a sand, Himalayan bears you thunder. And not even man can spoil you. His company coarsens roses and dogs. Yet should he herd you through a sluice to toil at a turbine, or keep you leaping in gardens for his amusement, innocent still is your outcry water, and there even to his soiled heart raging at what it is, speaks of a sort of world quite other, altogether different from this one with its envies and passports. A polis like that to which in the name of scholars everywhere Gaston Paris pledged his allegiance as Bismarck's siege guns came within earshot. Lately, in that dale of all Yorkshire's, the loveliest, where off its fell side helter-skelter, Kisdenbeck, jumps into swale with a joyous shouting. Sprawled out on grass, I dozed for a second and found myself following a croquet tournament in a calm enclosure with thrushes popular. Of all the players in that cool valley, the best with the mallet was my darling. While on the wolds that begirdled it, wild old men hunted with spades and hammers, monomaniac each for a megalith or a fossil, and bird watchers stalked the mossy beech woods. Suddenly, over the lawn, we started to run, for lo, through the trees, in a cream and golden coach, drawn by two baby locomotives, the god of mortal doting approached us. Flanked by his bodyguard, those hairy armatures in green who laugh at thunderstorms and weep at a blue sky. He thanked us for our cheers of homage and promised X and Y a passion undying. With a wave of his torch, he commanded a dance. So round in a ring we flew, my dear on my right, when I awoke. But fortunate seemed that day because of my dream and enlightened. And dearer water than ever your voice, as if glad, though goodness knows why, to run with the human race. Wishing, I thought, the least of men, their figures of splendor, their holy faces.
Sit on the toaster like a rock. No need to worry about a shock. All of the microwaves are dead. Just like the salamander said, the refrigerators house the frogs. The conduit is the hollow.
National Forest. Earth, my love.
itch in those primal woods Piero di Cosimo so loved to draw, where news bears tigers, sows of women's heads, mounted and murdered and ate each other raw, nor sought the lightning-kindled bush to tame, but flabbergasted, fled the useful flame. Reduced to patches owned by hunting squires of villages with ovens and stocks, they whispered still of most unsocial fires. Though crown and mitre warned their silly flocks, the pasture's humdrum rhythms to approve and to abhor the license of the grove. Guilty intention still looks for a hotel that wants no details and surrenders none. A wood is that and throws in charm as well, and many a semi-innocent undone has blamed its nightingales who round the deed sang with such sweetness of a happy greed. Those birds, of course, did nothing of the sort, and as for sylvan nature, if you take a snapshot at a picnic, oh, how short and lower orderly the gang will look by those vast lives that never took another and are not scared of gods, ghosts, or stepmother. Among these coffins of its by-and-by, the public can, but cannot on a coast, bridle its skirt and bargain-chasing eye. And where should an austere philologist relax but in the very world of shade from which the matter of his field was made? Old sounds re-educate an ear grown coarse, as Pan's green father suddenly raps out a burst of undecipherable morse, and cuckoos mock in Welsh, and doves create in rustic English over all they do to rear their modern family of two. Now here, now there, some loosened element, a fruit in vigor or a dying leaf, utters its private idiom for dissent, and late man, listening to his latter grief, hears close or far the oldest of his joys, exactly as it was, the water noise. A well-kempt forest begs Our Lady's grace. Someone is not disgusted, or at least is laying bets upon the human race, retaining enough decency to last. The trees encountered on a country stroll reveal a lot about that country's soul. A small grove massacred to the last ash, an oak with heart rot, give away the show. This great society is going smash. They cannot fool us with how fast they go, how much they cost each other and the gods. A culture is no better than its woods.
We see a beautiful six-sided flat crystal, often star-shaped with many branches. This happens because the tiny molecules of which water is composed have a characteristic shape. When the molecules join one by one in below freezing air, they line up in regular order, following their shapes, and form a hexagonal crystal. Snowflake, snowflake, what are you?
A star-shaped crystal. Howdy-do.
Snowflake, how'd you get that way?
It happened on a wintry day. Some water vapor in the air discovered it was freezing there. Found a tiny bit of dust and froze around that nucleus. Moving through the air it flew, its molecules were added at 6 point Bristol fell below, and here I am, a flake of snow.
Thank you, snowflake, now I see how and why you came to be.
You've been listening to The Giant Ear Show, a production of the New York Society for Acoustic Ecology. I've been your host, Johnny Farrow. Giant Ear can be heard every Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time on free103.9.org. I hope you enjoyed the show and that you will continue to tune in and to support the New York Society for Acoustic Ecology and Free 103.9. And as I said at the top of the show, I will post a playlist on my blog, which is located at www.johnnyfarrow.net. www.johnnyfarrow.net. Happy holidays.